And now, Cheap Radio Theater modestly presents Fantasy Peninsula. I'm your host, Mr. Pork. Today, we have a middle-aged man whose fantasy is to go back to the year 1976 and be a 17-year-old boy all over again. Why? So he can watch network daytime TV and primetime television shows again. He says that today's TV is unwatchable because of all the chick shows and he can't find anything worthwhile for him to watch. His name? Jason Garrett. He's just arriving to Fantasy Peninsula via smart car and is walking towards me and Tabu, my assistant. I will begin this sketch by greeting Jason. Smiles, everybody, smiles. So, Jason, are you ready for your fantasy?
Well, yes.
First, I need your cell phone, because in 1976, cell phones weren't invented yet.
Well, okay, here you go.
And I have to give you a minor's driver's license, because you won't be old enough to smoke or drink. Are there any questions, Jason?
Well, no, I think I have everything covered.
Well then, step into the time transport machine and it will take you back to the year 1976 and you will be a 17-year-old teenager.
Well, okay, here I go.
Remember, this is cheap radio theater. We just can't afford any sound effects. The time machine transports him to the year 1976 and turns him into a 17-year-old boy. He's been transported to his old house and family with a 13-year-old brother and his 20-year-old brother. His divorced dad, not deceased back then, confronts him.
Well, Jason, you did well in school again.
Well, yeah, Daddy, I did.
Now then, son, are you ready for some TV?
Well, yes. What's on tonight?
It's Wednesday. Your favorite TV lady is on.
Lindsay Wagner?
Right! It's the Bionic Woman, followed by Beretta and Charlie's Angels. It all begins tonight at 8, 7 Central Time on ABC.
Oh boy! Great primetime TV!
Thursday morning, Dad tells the boys that the teachers are on strike and they can't go to school. So it's TV day!
Game shows! Yay! Yay! Game shows!
Yay! Game shows! They turn on the TV and they watch all kinds of cartoons featuring Bugs Bunny, Popeye, and possibly other stuff. They watch the $10,000 Pyramid, Price is Right, Family Feud, Match Game 76, reruns of sitcoms, and all kinds of other stuff. Thursday night, they watch Welcome Back Kotter, What's Happening, Barney Miller, and more. Friday morning, Jason tried to text and take pictures with a landline telephone. His older brother asks him what he's doing, and he calls Jason crazy. Jason asks his dad if he can use a computer to surf the internet. Dad doesn't understand what Jason is talking about, as there was no internet in a public sense yet. His dad tells Jason that he's not making any sense and doesn't own a computer. Jason wants to know where a computer is. His dad takes him to a state university where a big computer resides and asks the proprietor to show him the computer. Professor Allen takes Jason and Dad to the supercomputer building on the campus. He opens up the door and shows them in. Allen tells them that the whole building is the campus computer. Jason asks Allen if he can surf the internet. Allen, pretending to know what Jason is talking about, asks why. Jason said that so he can go to MySpace and post a blog, download some music, and send some email. Allen tells Jason that he can do it all. Right now. Allen takes Jason to a space outside the building and tells him that it's your space. Now here are the post-it notes, a radio for some music, and stationery to send mail. Jason is perplexed. Jason asks Allen if he doesn't know what Jason is talking about. Allen tells Jason that he has a lot of bright ideas, but nothing like what he said has been invented yet. Allen thanks Jason and Dad and shows them out. Jason writes some stuff on the post-it notes and then wonders where he's going to post it since there's no blogosphere space invention in 1976. Jason turns on the radio and hears some awful top 40 songs. Jason has a lot of stationery, but no money to send 1,000 letters to his friends. It's Friday Night TV, The Muppets, Donnie Marie, Rockford Files, and more, including the ABC Friday Night Movie. Saturday morning, they watch Scooby-Doo and Dino-Mutt, Croft's Super Show, Mr. Jaw, and the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show. Despite the fact that he couldn't surf the internet because there was no internet yet, Jason was still having some kind of fun. But on Saturday night, Jason hit a major roadblock in primetime television. Holmes and Yo-Yo, followed by Mr. T and Tina. Jason says that with TV shows that bad, it was the beginning of the end of primetime television. Jason had gotten bored, and he didn't want to watch any more TV. No internet, too young to smoke or drink. Being a 17-year-old teenager in 1976 on a Saturday night really sucked big time. Mr. Pork entered the living room and spoke to Jason. "Well, Jason, have you had enough of your fantasy?" Jason says,
"Well, yes. Primetime TV 6 nights a week was great, but at least 6 out of 7 ain't bad. But there's no internet. Radio music sucks. I can't write letters to newspapers. I can't text. I can't listen to the radio my way. I can't shoot pictures with a phone. I can't write letters to 1,000 friends without postage. I don't have my own space. And that high school sucked because I was unpopular."
"Well then, Jason, I guess your fantasy is over. Let's go back to the year 2009 and you will be an adult again."
"Yes, get me out of here."
Mr. Pork snaps his fingers and Jason is back as an adult in the year 2009. Mr. Pork says, "Well, Jason, I hope you learned your lesson. You see, losers are losers in 1976, but losers become internet geek superstars on the internet in 2009.
"Well, ain't that the truth?"
Mr. Pork bids Jason farewell. And that's the end of Fantasy Peninsula, modestly presented to you by Cheap Radio Theater, because we're on a low budget and just can't afford anything.